Maharaj is now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the former Baladev, Krishna's brother, is now Nityananda Prabhu, the brother of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Nityananda Prabhu always feels the ecstatic emotions of paternity, servitude and friendship. He always assists Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way. In the last shloka, Sri Nityananda Prabhu overflooded the entire world by distributing transcendental loving service. No one can understand his character and activities. These are three verses glorifying Lord Nityananda. These are the verses which we could find for this auspicious day. And verse again here, no one can understand Lord Nityananda's character and activities. Still, because it is Nityananda's appearance day, we will try to do a lecture on the subject matter of who is Lord Nityananda. This is the subject matter. I want to encourage all of you, first of all, by explaining to you how extremely fortunate we are to be able to celebrate this holy day of Lord Nityananda's appearance in this world. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says that there are 2 days in the year which, when celebrated by a devotee, guarantee him liberation from the bondage of birth and death. And he says, the first day is Nityananda's appearance day, the second day is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. How to celebrate appearance day? Mostly it is done by Shravana, Kirtana, and also Smarana. And lectures which we give on the such appearance day are for Shravana and Kirtana. But the real goal of those lectures is Smarana, or remembrance of the day Lord Nityananda. We can somehow remember something about Lord Nityananda throughout the day. Then we celebrate Lord Nityananda's appearance day to the best of our capacity. So, who is Lord Nityananda? The scriptures say that he is Lord Balaram, the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared a little bit before Lord Krishna. When Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then Balaram again appeared earlier as Nityananda Prabhu. Now between these two, there is a very sweet and transcendental relationship which is there within all the incarnations. The relationship of Balaram to Krishna is that Balaram is the Sevaka Bhagavan and Krishna is the Sevya Bhagavan. What do these two terms tell us? Sevya means he who receives all service, and sevaka means he who gives all service. Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna, and therefore is receiving all the services of the devotees. And Lord Balaram is the servant. He is God also, but he takes on the form of a servant of God, Sevaka Bhagavan. When one of Krishna's many names is Leela Maya. Have you ever heard this name, Leela Maya? Very nice name. Leela Maya means he who is always absorbed in his transcendental pastimes. And the Lord Balaram helps the Lord in these transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan by extending himself into the Dham, the holy abode on which the Lord does his pastimes, when he rolls in the dust and does all his transcendental pastimes. That's one of the reasons why when we are holy dams, we circumambulate the holy dams. We are requested, if somehow or other possible, for some of us it is not possible due to that unfortunate birth race, but if it is possible, we are encouraged to go barefeet, because we are walking actually on the dam, which is an extension of Lord Balarama. So Lord Balaram helps Lord Krishna in his Vrindavan pastimes by extending into his shoes, his dress, his ornaments, and so on and so forth. Lord Balaram also helps Lord Krishna in creating this material universe. He does so by becoming, by expanding himself into forms like Mahavishnu, first Sankarsana, Mahavishnu, and then the other Vishnus, who are bringing forth the powerful creation. This is all happening due to Lord Balaram, who wants to serve the Lord in this case, not only his pastimes in Vrindavan, but also in creating the material world, so that we, fallen souls, can correct ourselves and become engaged in Krishna's service again. And for this purpose, Lord Balaram expands in yet another form. If you can still comprehend Lord Balaram, I will soon stop because I think I'm reaching you. Our limits, but it is said it's difficult to understand him. So we will have to cross the limits. Balaram helps also the Lord as the Guru Tattva, the Samasti Guru, the collective gurus. He is the original guru, so to say, the guru manifestation of the Guru Tattva. He comes into this world, he expands into this world also as the spiritual masters. All the bona fide gurus are the arms, and say, of Lord Balaram, all of, for that reason, Nityananda. But as you know, the Guru is a servant of the Lord, his identity, Kunda Prashna, a dear servant of the Lord who gives liberation from this world. The Gurus, they are representatives of Lord Balaram or of Lord Nityananda. So let us summarize. Please listen. Because you will never understand this. This It's a little difficult, I know, at the mind goes in the but try. So the Lord, the Lord Balaram, expands first of all into things and ornaments, dharms, where he helps Lord Krishna in this matter. Then he expands into the different Vishnu Tattva expansions, who manifest the world. And then he also manifests himself in the gurus. So if you have a spiritual master, you can think of him as an arm of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda, who helps you come out of this material world and go back to Krishna, the spiritual world. Now, there is a very important difference between Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram, and that is the same difference as there is the difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. As we all know, Krishna did not give bhakti, love of Godhead, easily. He demanded surrender, and upon surrender, and perception. Lord Chaitanya is more liberal. He gives love of Godhead to those who chant his holy name, the holy names, without offenses. Now, Lord Nityananda is, as a representative of Lord Balaram, also does something which Balaram has never done, is never doing, and will never do. He is what you can call the Prema Dhana, the one who gives the love to Krishna very, very easily. It is even said that Lord Nityananda gives help in Krishna consciousness more easily than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the reason is that Lord Nityananda is always full of bliss. He has the mood of a little child, it is described in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. He laughs all the time. Makes transcendental pastimes and he refuses. So he is very, he doesn't discriminate at all. He gives Krishna consciousness very, very easy. That's his speciality. That is why Nityananda is still different from Lord Balaram. Vrindavan Das Thakur calls him a few names. He calls him Shakti, he who is all energy. Shakti, very nice Vaishnavi. I don't know what Shiva Vishnu Bhakti had in mind when he gave the name. Balaram is also called Shakti, energy. He is called Seva Vigraha, the form of service. And then I found a very nice name in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam. He is Murti Mana Krishna Prema. That would be a very nice tone breaker as a name. Murti Mana Krishna Prema. Who knows? Maybe this name will soon decorate unfortunate Vaishnavas who will always be asked, what is your name? What is your full name? Murti Mana Krishna Prema. The form who is absorbed in Krishna Prema. Yes. That's something about Lord Nityananda. Let me see. Lord Nityananda came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this he came to the to his parents Hadai Oja and Padmavati. Hadai Oja was no one else, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. Then what? they didn't have a child for a long time, but then a great soul appeared in their dream, a Mahapurusha. He appeared to Padmavati when she was resting in the night, and he said, "My dear Padmavati, soon a great personality will take residence in your saintly home. And this personality will actually deliver the whole world." But Mahati was thinking about this last sentence many times in her life. "We will hear why this is so." And he was not. So then, at a very auspicious time, Lord Nityananda appeared to his birth. When that happened, a shower of flowers came all over Radha Desh, the country of Radha Desh. The flowers came raining down because the devatas were so extremely happy that Lord Nityananda had taken birth. And he grew up, was extremely extraordinary. When he was coming out of Padmavati, he was manifesting himself. Everything was full of light, golden light, which spread all over. The whole area was bathed in golden light. And he laughed. Lord Nityananda always laughs. So then, as he grew up, he played many, many pastimes. I think we have heard this previous Nityananda Fields days. He played the pastimes of all the incarnations of the Lord. And people would just look at these children who played with Lord Nityananda. They looked at Nityananda and they asked, "Child, from where do you know these pastimes? You have never heard them, you have never read them." Lord Nityananda was laughing. He knew. He is a Balaram. He is together with Krishna. He has appeared many times in many incarnations. They played wonderful pastimes in the holy land of Ekachakra. A little while ago, we visited Ekachakra Gram, and I must tell you, it was so nectarian. In Ekachakra Gram, it still to this day looks like it looked before. The houses are made of clay. There is no electrical light, no transistor radios in this Indian hit songs, which are sometimes, if it is not your cultural taste, a little annoying. When you walk through the ground of Nityananda's appearance place, you see many wonderful places. You see, for instance, the place where he was born. There's the same house, or they have rebuilt the house. There is a lake, it's called the Nityananda Kund, where Lord Nityananda took his bath. Stone throw away is a place where Lord Nityananda called all the holy rivers and holy lakes to take a bath. I was chanting many rounds, and then one day as I was chanting, a huge snake was in this lake. It came just came towards me. Went to the other side of the lake, and then this snake again came and to me. If I remember now properly, it did not look aggressively, but I was a little afraid. But now I think it might have been one of the expansions of Lord Nityananda, Anantasheshwara. Maybe. But it may be also a bold speculation. This is not sure. And yes, then there are many places. There is a river which goes always like this. And on the bank of the river is a very special banyan tree. Let me tell you about this banyan tree. It is huge, it gives a lot of shade, but there is a mood in this, around this banyan tree. Mood as if wood and stone could break from sadness. You sit around the banyan tree, you will be transported into a total different state of Krishna consciousness, because you can see underneath the banyan tree on this river which goes like the Yamuna, and then you will see there are always cows coming up, and you think, this is Vrindavan, it must be Vrindavan. But there is a special tree under the, a special atmosphere under the tree, and this comes because of something very, very heavy. See, Padmavati and Hadai Oja got so attached to Lord Nityananda that they could not imagine to be separated from Lord Nityananda, even for the time of half a sesame of time. Whatever time that is. Half a sesame seed. They could not be separated. Like many times, when Hadai Oja went to the market, he had to take Nityananda with him. Then Padmavati was standing on the road, and just, when are they coming back from the market and invading the Nityananda? People in Eka Chakra love Lord Nityananda like you cannot imagine. Now one day, a sannyasi came, and he sat under this banyan tree, and he talked about Lord Krishna for the whole night. And at the with Hadai Oja, at the end of the night, he said, "I'm going now." Oh, said Hadai Oja, "You have given me Krishna. I give you. What do you want? I have Will you give me everything I'm asking for?" said the sannyasi. Yes. And then the sannyasi asked for Lord Nityananda. He said, "I'm traveling to all the holy places, and I need a young assistant who does my, you know, helps me in my affairs, my personal affairs, and so on and so forth." So Hadai Oja went back to Padmavati. He said, "What do you think? Then he couldn't speak any longer. He just cried, "What have you said?" And she knew, she remembered at that time what this great person had told her in the dream when he appeared. "Your son is divine, and one day he will deliver the whole world." And when she saw how Hadai Oja cried, she knew. But still she wanted to hear. Hadai Oja could say. Then both of them fainted, but they agreed. Now Lord Nityananda knew all this already. It was his arrangement that the sannyasi came, because he wanted to go out on his mission. But before he left Eka Chakra, he went to this terrible or wonderful tree. It depends on who you are. It's a wonderful tree. He went there and he waited. He waited for his mother to come and to say goodbye. He waited so that the mother could really, you know, like mothers, when they have to separate from their children, and this is very intense emotions coming. So Mahavati, he wanted not to go just like this, but he wanted to perform his wonderful leela, that he needed the tree. So he was waiting there, and the whole Ekachakra Gram cried by that time. Can I bring you the atmosphere? The sound of the weeping broke dry wood and stones into pieces. Can you imagine? Have you ever cried? I can't imagine that the stones were breaking when you cried. A very important crying in comparison. Padmavati came and she saw her transcendental son who had this beautiful effulgence all around him. Are you leaving me anytime? And Vitai looked at the sannyasi. Then the sannyasi, being sannyasi, he just don't cry. Sannyasi grabbed into his bag, pulled something out, and there was a deity of, now I'm not so sure, I think Madan, yes, I'm sure, Madan Gopal was the name of the deity, 100%. Memory just came. And he gave that deity to Padmavati. Here, mother, please take this deity. When you will worship this deity, you will not feel the separation of your transcendental son. And when Padmavati looked into the face of Madan Gopal, it transformed. And then she saw, the face of Nityananda. This deity you can still see in Ekachakra Gram. It is in the temple of Bunki Roy, the personal deity of Lord Nityananda, in which Lord Nityananda, and we don't speak about disappearances on these days. And it is standing, if you are standing like this, to this side. There, this deity is, and if you look into his face, and you have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, the mind seems based on Nityananda. It is a very special deity. So when Padmavati got the deity and she saw the face of Nityananda, she said, yes, you can go there. Because the mother has to give the permission for someone to leave, but Nityananda wanted to keep it. So they fasted, Padmavati and the Oja, for 3 months, because they were so sad. They always were at the road, and Padmavati was saying to her, "See, Nitai comes, see, Nitai comes." But he didn't come. And then they just went back to the spiritual world. Now the whole village of Ekachakra, when Lord Nityananda left, the whole village became a deserted village. Almost as if the pestilence had come and taken all the villagers. But it was not such a pestilence. It was just the pangs of separation from Nityananda. No one of the friends or the people could really imagine to live on without Lord Nityananda. This is how much the people loved it. And therefore they left the village. It became empty. And sometimes, you know, they never returned back to the village. This is how much they loved. Now, these are very sad stories. Let us now get an update here on the pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Sometimes devotees ask, why did Lord Nityananda leave Ekachakra like this? Was he cruel or something? No. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, Kapila left his mother Devahuti. Shukadev left Vyasadev. Mahaprabhu left Sachima. And Lord Rama left Dasarath, Raj Dasarath, his father. The Lord does this pastime in order to show that the deliverance of the fallen soul, souls is his most important work. That's why he appears in this world. And the associates of the Lord who come with him help him in this transcendental pastime, although they suffer the separation from the Lord. So, Lord Nityananda then went on pilgrimage. Finally, he arrived in Vrindavan, and as is described, he began playing in the dust of Vrindavan like a little cowherd boy, like Balarani. And then, after some time, he heard that Lord Chaitanya had appeared in Navadvipa and was going to display his transcendental pastimes. And at that time, he roared like a lion with happiness. And his roaring, it sounded like 1,000 lions, to describe it. Split the sky, bang! And then he came to Nadia. Let me give you a little explanation how the people who saw Lord Nityananda coming on the way perceived him, how he looked like, so that we can imagine a little bit how we can think about Lord Nityananda and meditate about him. He was very large, above 2 meters, had long hair and long arms, and he was dressed in a blue cloth. Here, and he had a turban of blue cloth around him. His body is a little whitish, whitish gold, you can say. And he has pearls. And when he smiles, it seems that the world gets life. Have you ever seen someone smiling at you? So when Lord Nityananda, when he smiles, you get so much life. Even when an ordinary person smiles at you, then you begin to laugh, isn't it? Some psychological transformation takes place and you feel like, ha ha ha. But when Lord Nityananda begins to smile, it's like you get a new life when you see it. You get your eternal spiritual life. So therefore the devotees always pray, my dear Lord, please look my side. Please look my side. I want to see this glance of you. Yours, the smiling glance which will liberate us. Yes, this is how Lord Nityananda can liberate the conditioned souls. He just looks at them. And that's how everything happens. I remember once, there was one man, he later became Paramananda, not Paramananda, not an ISKCON Paramananda, several Paramanandas, but he was, you know, a Brahmin, and he was climbing on a tree, and Lord Nityananda came by. And Lord Nityananda looked at him. Now this Brahmana was just getting a coconut, you know, to cook something in his house and so on. But when the glance of Lord Nityananda fell on him, he fell from the tree because he was so blissful. He couldn't any longer, you know, keep the monkey grab on the tree, or, you know, I don't know what is the position to hold, how you hang on a tree to get a coconut, he couldn't maintain this, and he just fell on the ground. But it was not painful, because this was very spiritual, and Lord, and he began to dance, and then he was initiated by Lord Peter. Very transcendental, as you can see. Hare Krishna. This is explained by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how the Lord can benedict someone just by glancing on him. Can you imagine? The Lord can create a whole world by glancing, isn't it? He just glances over the Pantava, and then the souls come with this glance into the world. So Lord, this is how Lord Nityananda looked, so blissful. When you saw him, when he looked at you, it was just, oh, why were we not born then? Maybe we were born then. We did some mistake, but anyways, that's Lord Nityananda. This is how you can meditate a little bit about him. He was very soft to everyone he met, very soft. And he broke everyone's karma, like, you felt, and the people felt so transcendentally enlivened. And everyone said, Jai. And they saw, this is how Vrindavan the Thakur describes it. Everyone spontaneously shouted, Jai! Hare Krishna. Now, so, yes, he was approaching Navadvip, chanting the holy names of the Lord, like he always done. And at that time, this time, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, had a dream. Lord Nityananda appeared in his dream. And the next morning when he woke up, he told everyone about this dream. Listen to this dream. And it is very good. Lord Chaitanya said, that night, last night, I saw a chariot. And on the chariot, I saw a flag with a sign of Lord Balaram. What is the sign of Lord Balaram's flag?
A plow.
Well, he carries that, but that's not on his flag. Special sign on the flag. Now, I must admit, I also only learned it a little while ago. It's a palm tree. A palm tree. Palm baum.
Nice.
There was a tall person sitting on this chariot. And he had a moshala. That's like a club. But he was not peaceful. He was quivering with ecstasy. In his left hand was a kamandalu, a pot. He had blue garments and a turban. And on his left ear he had one ring, not two rings, one ring. And he said several times, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? In my dream, I said. Yes. Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Yes. Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? I want to see Nimai Pandit. And then he laughed and disappeared. This was my dream. And then Lord Chaitanya became silent, meditated, and he said, I know that my older brother has come. Now, his devotees thought at that moment, older brother? Well, that may be Vishvarupa. But he has left, he has taken sannyas, and we have heard that he has given up his body in Pandavapur. Who is that older brother who could have come? That's think we all know it is Balaram who is the older brother of Krishna and who comes as Lord Nityananda and who is therefore the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic that he totally remembered Balaram and his pastimes in Vrindavan, and he shouted something. I hope there's no sect expert here and he listens to the lecture, but he shouted, listen to this, bring wine, bring wine, bring wine, because Lord Nityananda, he drinks this Varuni. It is not exactly wine, you know, like our Mimosa and or whatever. But it's made with honey. It's a very, but it is very intoxicating. There's no doubt about it. So he shouted because he remembered his brother Balaram so much. The devotees came. We don't do that. And they brought pots of Ganga water to the mood of Balaram. Then he said, find this transcendental personality who had just come. His devotees went all over. Haridas went, and I think Srivas, if I Haridas and Srivas went. And they looked at every home in Navadvipa, but they couldn't find the Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda wanted to show his special pastime. What Lord Nityananda had in mind is he wanted to show that he could only be found by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had hid in at a place where also Lord Chaitanya often sometimes hid. It was the house of Nandan Acharya. So then Lord Chaitanya, after the devotees came for a few days, they looked, we can't find anyone special or new. You must have dreamt something which is not totally true. Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, come with me. He took all his devotees and they went into the house of Nandananda Acharya. Now when they went into the house, they saw the tall figure of Lord Nityananda sitting like this in total blissful meditation. And there was a very great silence around Lord Nityananda, which soon began to influence and embrace everyone. The ecstatic, transcendental mood of Lord Nityananda was filling them up with transcendental bliss. And Lord Nityananda then very silently opened his eyes and looked at Lord Chaitanya. And then he started to show all the symptoms of ecstasy. Skin develop these goose Gänsehaut, also goose bumps or whatever it is. And he started to cry and cry. He just looked at Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya just looked at him. And no one could actually understand what was happening. The two began to pour transcendental tears of ecstasy. They were on the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya, after some time which seemed like an eternity of transcendental bliss, he looked at Srivas Pandit and he said, recite a shloka. And then Srivas Pandit started to recite this shloka, and when this shloka was recited, the whole atmosphere changed. Do you want to listen to this shloka?
Yes.
See, when Lord Nityananda heard this shloka, he he began to dance, and he danced higher and higher and higher, and the earth began to shake, and he shouted in transcendental ecstasy. This is the sloka. Bhagavidam matavadavapur kanayokanikaram ibratvasa kanaka kapisham vaitajantim chamaram rantran vinur adarasutaya purango paprinda brindaranyam adapada ramanam ravishat gita giti. This is a shloka which is said by the gopis of Vrindavan, who see how towards the evening Lord Krishna comes with Lord Balaram out of the forests of Vrindavan. They see the extraordinary beauty of the Lord, and they describe what they see with these words. Wearing a peacock feather ornament garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest. Oh, he doesn't come back, he goes into the forest, I'm sorry. As he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. You know, seeing, describing Krishna with this word brought Krishna right there into the transcendental meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And Krishna with a peacock feather on his head, he dances like an actor. He has blue Kanikara flowers, and ear and golden dhoti. He fills the flute with his flute music, and then he disappears in the forest of Vrindavan. This is so ecstatic. This verse, by the way, is one of the three verses which describe Krishna in the best way. This is how our acharyas say. So, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the first thing, what happened is he fell down, totally unconscious. It was too much. The verse was too good. Too transcendental, was too ecstatic, too much. He fell down, and Lord Chaitanya, who knew what was happening and who relished this moment so much, he said to Srivas, recite again and again. He should repeat. And again Srivas sings the verse. And then Lord Nityananda jumped up, he roared, he fell on the ground, and everyone prayed, Krishna, save him, save him, save this personality, whoever it is. And then one moment he danced, one moment he bowed down, then he slapped his arms, and then he jumped on both of his feet. The devotees tried to pacify him. Calm down. The earth will break if you continue like this. And finally, Lord Chaitanya came with the tears of his ecstasy, embraced Lord Nityananda to his chest. And then Lord Nityananda became very silent, just like Lakshman always becomes silent when Lord Ramachandra embraces him. His ecstasy went down. And then Lord Chaitanya prayed to Lord Nityananda, and he said, you must be the Supreme Lord, Lord's spiritual potency. You purify the 14 worlds. Sense and illusion can't stay with a person who attains even half a sesame seed of your association. This is what we are trying today, actually, on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. we can just have even for half a sesame seed of a second feel his presence, then our sins will leave us and we will be transformed. Yes. But Lord Nityananda didn't accept this. He said, no, I am servant. He said like this. I must tell you that you are the Supreme Lord. I went to all the holy places and I was going and looking at the altars of them in the holy places, and they were empty. The deities were not there. Then I asked the good people around, where are the deities? And they said, they have gone from the altars. They have all gone to Navadvipa. They have all appeared in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vishnu! No, not affected. This way the two transcendental brothers. They praised themselves. And so on. Yes. Now, I will just do it well. End my Lila Katha. Just I need your attention for 4 more minutes, but this is very important to hear. One day, Lord Chaitanya asked Nityananda, O Avadhuta, where will you have your Vyasa Puja? Your birthday celebration. Lord Nityananda began to smile. And he looked at Srila Thakur's house and he said, I will have my Vyasa Puja celebration at Srila Thakur's house. He smiled. Okay, said Lord Chaitanya to Srila Thakur. Our Avadhuta has selected you. You are extremely fortunate. But do you have enough provisions, enough things to celebrate? Yoga and all what you need for the Abhishek. She was said very happily, yes. I just need to get a book where it is described how to celebrate the Vyasa Puja. And then Lord Nityananda, he became again ecstatic. All the devotees went to Shiva's Thakur's house and made it auspicious. And then the doors were closed. And then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Chaitanya, knowing that now a very special transcendental pastime would happen, the Vyasa Puja of Nityananda. This is today is the Vyasa Puja of Nityananda. His appearance day. They began to dance and they rolled on the ground and they tried to catch each other's lotus feet. Huge wrestling was going on. No one was successful in grabbing the other's lotus feet. Maybe they were, but they rolled on the ground, and there were some devotees who tried to catch them because it was getting so intense. But who can catch the persons who hold the birds in their hands? It's not possible. And Nityananda struck the ground with his feet until the earth, shook. And then Lord Chaitanya went on the altar in the mood of Lord Balaram. And he asked Lord Nityananda, give me my club and give me my plow. In other words, Lord Chaitanya changed the roles. And Lord Nityananda was making, and there was a club and there was a plow. And he gave them to Lord Chaitanya, who was in the ecstasy of Lord Balaram, the altar. This is how the Leela developed. Now, I'm a little fast because I want to come to some passages. The Vyasa Puja day of Lord Nityananda started by Lord Nityananda, laughing and transcendent ecstasy and jumping into the Ganga, where there were crocodiles. And he began swimming after the crocodiles. This is how the day began. We have today chosen a very usual beginning of the day, but this is how it started. And then they had the Vyasa Puja, and they brought a picture of Lord Vyasadeva, because, see, the spiritual master is a representative of Lord Vyasadeva, and on his birthday he worships Lord Vyasadeva, because he is a representative of him. So Srivas gave Lord Nityananda the garland. It said here, now, and he read from the book, now put this garland around the picture of Vyasadeva, then we can start your Vyasa Puja. Lord Nityananda stood there, smiling, holding the garland like this. Avaduta, you now take this garland and put it on this picture of Lord Vyasadeva. But Nityananda just remained there smiling. She must have to Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, please tell him to put the garland on Lord Vyasadeva. Your Avaduta is doing this. But they all smiled in transcendental love of God. Then something happened, which I want to tell you. Then Lord Nityananda looked at Lord Chaitanya. He took the garland, he bent Lord Chaitanya, placed the garland around him, because Lord Chaitanya is also, because he's Krishna, he's Vyasadeva. He worshipped like this, very transcendental mood. And then Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy. For the first time, the devotee saw how all of a sudden the transcendental power of Lord Chaitanya expanded. There were six arms. Yes, he became the six-armed Satbhuja form, the six-armed form of the Lord. That's what the devotee saw. And then Lord Nityananda fainted. And then when he was lying down, he looked at the form and wept and wept and cried and cried. Lord Chaitanya said, you came to give love of God. Today we will glorify you on your day of your divine appearance. Then they had the Vyasa Puja. So I thought to tell this past time, because it is so nice, so transcendental. And I hope I haven't told too many past times. So full bookings for past times. So Lord Nityananda Ram ki jai. Lord Nityananda Ram ki jai. Lord Nityananda Ram ki jai. Go Premanandi. Do you have any questions regarding something? Yeah. This is, I have done my research because I couldn't tolerate to not know who was this person who took Lord Nityananda. It's not impossible to. And the information which I have obtained is, and there is also something like that, you can find this in one of Prabhupada's purport actually. I have cited this purport last time when I was the last Vyasa Puja. It is that apparently it was Vishwarupa who had left older brother of Chaitanya, who had left to take sannyas when Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra wanted to arrange for his marriage. He had left and gone the path of sannyasis. Now this Vishwarupa, who took on this sannyas name of Shankaracharya, came to that village of Ekachakra and took Nityananda. Now when we hear when the sannyasi also left his body, when he did this, he emerged in the body of Nityananda. This is how not only Krishna Leela, Lord Nityananda is the older brother, Balaram is the older brother of Krishna, but even also in Chaitanya Leela, he is Vishwarupa's older brother. Mother Sachi accepted him as his name. I don't know why this is, it's only mentioned so short, maybe because it's so painful, that Lord Nityananda lived in the chakra ground like this. Maybe that's the reason why this is not so much discussed. Leela Chandra. Maybe Leela Chandra is the one of the sons. Or Veerabhadra is the name. Veerachandra says the Goswamis have not written so much about Lord Nityananda. Why this is so? Well, they have mentioned him. I think you have not read so much the Goswami literature. Oh, now we know. But he has more Chaitanya. You are determined to ask questions. I think we have this microphone, and because then I don't have to repeat. Is this a fair? Does the Manjulavi then ask the question? Lord Nityananda has a very strong glance. So since the spiritual master is a manifestation of Lord Nityananda, is the glance of the spiritual master also so strong? Well, he is very powerful. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada looked into I remember when he was in his last pastimes when he came to London, he looked at us, and it's unforgettable. We were there, and then Prabhupada looked at us. We were chanting, and we were so sad because Prabhupada was, you know, preparing to leave. And then he looked, and then he went like this, and we all started to dance. So high. This Ketan that was before Prabhupada's dancing son was a very extraordinary Ketan, very fine child. Yes, the spiritual master is very important. think sometimes some devotees have felt this. But it always, it depends, these things very much depend also on the receiving power of. It takes two to tango, we say in North German. That means two people are important. I remember once Prabhupada looked into my eyes and I became destroyed. I remember that. Ooh. But it was nice to be destroyed. Could, you know, get the pieces together and build a new personality. But, you know, let us now not judge our spiritual master like, will he have the Schweißbrennerblick on me? You know, Schweißbrennerblick is something that, ordinary soul, I don't have this spiritual, you know, this spiritual thing. Yeah. What is, you are not inspired? You're not. The question, see, questions is not only just the, that there's something totally unclear to you, but it's a form of communication at the end of the lecture. something which we do. We want it like this. But I think we want to come to the Abhishek. We will have an Abhishek at 10 o'clock, rather than 10 o'clock. Okay, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, Radha, what is your last question?
Is this connected to the three verses which Shri Shiva did as
well? Yeah. I've written these down, I can. Yes. Because they are so much about Krishna. They're so totally attractive. Very nice. I don't know the 100% the right melody. There's a better melody than the one I've chanted. There's so much to learn. Okay, the forum is taken by Veera Chandra again. Only 15 days. Why 15 days? Why? Devaki had a miscarriage. It looked like that. But what happened is that the Yoga Maya potency came into her womb and took the divine child, who was Balaram. Balaram had appeared before Krishna in the womb of Devaki to purify the womb. His transcendental potency. Then Krishna appeared, came into the world 15 days later. He's not a biological. You know, Chandra is now in Grihastha Ashram. He has to think about things.
So, Krishna, you would take the ordinary time as well?
servant of the king, and he was there.
It is said that in Kali Yuga, due to the influence of the age, all the holy dams are covered. I think when you go to Vrindavan, you can see there's so much. I came after 3 years and I couldn't believe my eyes, you know, and so many things, and then a huge Ganesh, and you know, and cinema, and yes, there is some covering it. And you go to a holy place like Vrindavan, you can experience the covering, and especially you can make a very good experience when politics are talked about. You can be totally out of the holy dharma in 1 second if you go to the covering. So Eka Chakra Gram, it is said the cover, it's not so much there, and I guess it has to do with Lord Nityananda's passing. I would recommend you to spend time in Eka Chakra Gram. This year I spent some time with a god brother, Yuryash Maharaj, and then he left and I was all alone in Eka Chakra Gram. And we have now a different place there. Nice Gavasta, I think his name is Radha Chalan. Yes, Radha Chalan. Little place, but nice. And you can then walk out of that place, and you go to the left. You just walk for maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, then you are at the place where Lord Nityananda appeared. If you go to the right, you go into the village, and everything looks the same. You can just go with your vivek. Just sit down anywhere, chant as long as you want, and then go to the next one. Sit down, chant as long as you want. This day, spend the whole day, don't get bored for 1 second.
What about the people who live today in Chandragram? They are still coming to Nityananda?
Well, when the wife of Lord Nityananda, Janava, went on sacred pilgrimage to Eka Chakragram, she met someone on the roads. It was an old man, and he said, Nitai, and he stared in the direction in which Nityananda had gone. Maybe for, he must have been there for 70 years. Nitai, when are you coming back? So the present day Eka Chakra Gram Bolas, maybe the children of the associates have returned back, but it was a deserted village and they could not come back from separation. Flavia?
Can you perhaps say something about the relationship between the Lord and Self and the Krishna Chakra expansion? Because sometimes it can be a part of the expansion. But also sometimes they act like about himself.
The first expansion of Lord Krishna is Balaram, and from him comes Sankarshan. This is Loka Vrindavan, and then little outside Sankarshan is the form of Lord Balaram, who is in Dwaraka. And then again Lord Balaram expands himself to the... Well, the first Sankarshan is a Mula Sankarshan. Mula means the root of all Sankarshans, who's in Dwaraka. And from there, the Sankarshans in the Vaikuntha planets come, and, in the quadruple forms. And from that Sankarshan, the quadruple forms, and the beautiful form, Vasudeva, Sankarshan. From that Sankarshan, then Mahavishnu comes, and then who's also called Karanadakshai Vishnu, then Yarabodakshai Vishnu comes, and Jiradakshai Vishnu comes. And the way you can understand this is by lighting a candle. Karuna Bhavan, two candles. And I always light the first, Jupe. Then I take the first candle and light the second, Jupe. And then from there, in theory, one could light many candles, but two are important. And, yes, this way the expansions happen, but usually they don't act like Krishna. See, Mahavishnu once wanted to see Krishna, and he did so by stealing the babies of one Brahmana. So then finally Arjuna said, I will find the thief, and then he went with Krishna, took Arjuna to see Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu said, it was a bliss, he said, I just wanted to see Krishna. You are my source and my origin. They don't take the same. I want to know about, maybe I didn't understand you properly.
So technically, it's more that...
You wanted to, not the technical things, okay. You want about the rasa dance that interests you. Why do you laugh? It's a good question. Yes, Lord Balaram has his own gopis and dances, his own rasa dance. When Krishna and Balaram had gone to Dwaraka, then Balaram was once going back on the order of Krishna to tell the Brijbasis, don't worry, don't worry. And then he performed his own rasa dance with his own gopis. There it is explained. This will get very complicated, and you're not into technical things, but it's all right. Yes. Ich bin mir nicht sicher, ob ich deine Frage jetzt endlich erwischt habe.
Nee, nicht.
Noch nicht.
Die Beziehung von zum Beispiel Balaram zu Krishna, weil Balaram ist einerseits Gott selber und andererseits ist aber auch wieder nicht Gott.
Ist er der Diener?
Ja.
Yes, you were not in the beginning of the lecture there. Relationship is that Krishna is the God, he is called Sevya Bhagavan, the one who is served by all the big entities. And Balaram is called the Sevaka Bhagavan, the one who serves Krishna. And he expands into for that service into different paraphernalia, like shoes, the stick of Lord Krishna, and also the holy dharma of Vrindavan, Mayapur. He somehow creates it, and then Lord Krishna walks over this. And he comes also, listen to this, he comes also as Lakshman, when the Lord appears as Ramachandra. But, you know, as Ramachandra, this is very nice, as Ramachandra orders Lakshman to do something, Gloria, do we have your attention? He orders Lakshman to bring Sita into the forest after they have returned from Ayodhya, and this foolish washerman says that Sita was with some other man, with Ravan, and starts a rumor. So Ram then banishes Sita into the forest and tells Lakshman, doesn't want to do it. But he has to, because the older brother says. The older brother says something, you have to do it. Also, when you have god brothers, dear god brothers, and they tell you something, you have to do. Main Lakshman said, I will never again appear as your younger brother. I will always be your older brother. Das meine Sache klar ist. They always, even younger brother or older brother, they are always these extensions of the mother of us. Wonderful. And they spread. This is now the point. Oh, I forgot my main point. My main point is not made. This is a scandal, and I almost finished the lecture. Please think now. Today is Nityananda's appearance day. What is the tattva of Lord Nityananda? He is a servant. And he wants to spread service to Krishna. That's his mission. That's why he left his loving mother and father standing for 3 months on the road and calling, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. He has left to spread the service of Chaitanya Maharaj. His associates are fearless. Servants of Lord Nityananda who spread the mission of Lord Nityananda, the mercy mission. One is called Gadadhar Das. Listen about Gadadhar Das. He is a very ecstatic personality, and he once went to the house of a Kazi who was known to torture any Hindu he could get his hand on. It is described that the smell of this Kazi, the breeze of this Kazi, like, well, sometimes people have breezes around them, you might have noticed, but, you know, the breeze was so sinful that everyone became contaminated by this. And he was a Hindu hater, like Idi Amin, times 1 million, you know. Terrible. So this Gadadhar thought, the glories of my Lord will be spread if he becomes a devotee. And he went in the midnight in this house. Now, because the Kazi was such a demon, he had many pikemen. Do you know what a pikeman is? They have lenses, and they usually gouge people to death. They pierce people in the stomach, and then they have a very terrible death. Very terrible people, you know. He had about 50 people who were always guarding him. And Gadadha came dancing, Gauri Chananda, you know, Chaya Gauri, Chaya Gauri. He came and he said, where's the Kazi? White man's what? I have asked you something. Do you have a brain to answer? And they were overwhelmed by Gadadhar Das, Überraschungsangriff, you know, surprise attack. sleeping here, you know. Then Gadadhar began to go inside the house, you know, into the court, and he chanted, Kansi, come out. The Kansi came drunken with sleep. Who has disturbed my rest? You know, and he came out. Sleepy also. He came out and he saw Gadadhar. Gadadhar said, do you know that Lord Chaitanya Nityananda have appeared to deliver the whole world and you yourself are not chanting the holy names? God, he was, he was so strong, Gadadhar. He was so strong. Everyone is delivered except you, poor fool. Why are you not chanting? The Kazi said, that's why am I not chanting? And he did not think that he's a Hindu hater and he usually burns Hindus and so on. He forgot all of this. By Gadadhar Das, Gadadhar Das said, just chant like this. And he started to dance and ecstasy. No, wait. The Kazi said, oh Gadadhar, it's very, very late now. I'm very sleepy. Tomorrow I will chant the names of Gaudiya and Hare Krishna. You have started just now. You have said Hare Krishna. Very good. Continue. And then Gadadhar began, was overwhelmed in ecstasy, and he danced. And he danced out of, between the guards. And the guards were totally overwhelmed by Gadadhar's transcendental potency. And then he left and somewhere else. So these are the devotees of Lord Nityananda. They are also in the world. So, right, my point. My point is that we want to serve Lord Nityananda. We should really think how we can preach and spread Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, you are getting older now. And some of you are not making enough spiritual advancement. The anchors of material attachment are still there. You have not all transcended the mental platform every day. Something is not working 100% in your lives. If you, on this holy day of Nityananda's appearance day, make a resolution to do something, not for you, but for others, to spread Krishna consciousness, you will follow the footprints of Lord Nityananda, and in this way, you will get the full mercy of Lord Nityananda. To capture the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to get into the mood of Lord Nitya. And I don't want to say now that every one of you necessarily needs to become a preacher. Some of us are in the Grihastha ashram and we have our duties there. Some of us are doing other services. That's 100%, yes, this is the movement of engaging devotees according to their nature in Krishna service, at least in theory. What we have to do is we have to somehow find our place, but related to preaching. You will see that if you just do something in the realm of preaching, even talk to Sunday guests which come to your temple, just something, you will see how some wonderful transformation starts happening in your life, because the mercy of Lord Nityananda, so to speak, comes to these devotees in some way or another. Let us try on this holy day of Lord Nityananda's appearance to recommit ourselves to our service, and think how we can also spread his mission in some way which is suitable to our own status in life and our own desires. On this holy day, I'm thinking of our Nityananda Grupa. Vishnupati has said that the Nityananda Grupa is the new Gauranga Bhajan group. We became all old men on the Gauranga group, Bhajan group. Now the young ones are there. But, we are thinking of big problems. I can tell, want to end my lecture by telling you a realization which I had. It was in Moscow in the year of, I believe, 93. I think Ishvarachandra was our tour manager, and he remembers. Was it 93?
Sorry, I don't remember.
I think 93. 92. Yeah, Krishna. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also 93, 100%. I must believe, I believe Peter, because Peter is a mechanical engineer. And he was 93, die sagen 92. Du bist dir nicht 100% sicher. Good. 1992, it's confirmed. We had the most amazing tour. To tell you a little of the pastime of that tour. Ah, Krishna. We had the airplane of Boris Yeltsin, and we were flying with this same airplane from one town to the next, spreading the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. We had big deities, the size of our bus deities, which are here, maybe a little bigger, because something around this. They had the like this, we had them in a flight case, and they were flying everywhere with us on the airplane. And to tell you how ecstatic the tour was in Kiev, we were, you know, we were just beginning to start the concert and the preaching and so on. And all of a sudden I saw many buses of military people coming before the Lord. Do they want to make war with us? What? But they were in good spirits, they joked, they had no weapons with them when they came out of the bus. And they actually, the military academy had bought tickets for them so that the boys learned some culture. And they came on the stage and they danced and so on. It was very wild, and the kirtans at the end. And then we went into the...